Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And here we are on a getaway Friday night, Black Friday 2020, Friday, November 27th, 15 minutes past the hour, and you are tuned into WWGH Radio. We are in the full swing of the Christmas season now. Thanksgiving is over. Hope everybody had a great holiday during this pandemic, a little different, but people were out shopping this morning, and people were enjoying themselves yesterday during the Thanksgiving holiday, so we're all happy with that. But we are in the holiday season now for the next 4.5 weeks, and there's a lot of big stuff coming up here on WWGH Radio. Some things are going to go on this weekend that you will see next week and throughout the coming months to make a great holiday season for people who might not have one this year because maybe you don't have any money, maybe you're not able to get out of the house, maybe you're not able to have a Christmas party, so this year you'll get some entertainment coming up. So stay tuned for all that. Joined on this Friday by Sean Kraft and Angie Evers. Here we go. I got the names right.
You did.
I did.
I have not been on the show for what?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks. How are you?
Pretty good.
There we go. Wanted to make sure all the mics were working. So now we're off to another program here.
So you guys glad for me to be co-host?
I'm glad you. I wish you would sit closer to the microphone.
Is that better?
Now I've always asked you. No, we've had this conversation for a long time. Now, why do you sit like that? It's a microphone. You act like it's a snake.
I don't know. COVID.
No. You've been doing that for
COVID,
7 years.
That's what it is.
You've been doing that for 7 years.
Give me Lysol.
You've been doing that for 7 years.
Oh, now, I bet it's Lysol.
Your stomach
right there
does not make noise.
What's that?
Because you point the microphone at your stomach.
No, it's up in the air.
It's not towards your mouth.
Is it up in the air? Right.
Now look how everybody else is with their microphone. And look at you.
How's that?
Yeah, you sound great.
Is that better? I think I'm going to invest in higher mic stands.
You can't bend? You could set it on a box.
Yes.
If it doesn't move.
Yeah. So you don't
ask me if I can't bend.
You don't bend forward?
I don't like to bend forward.
Well, I can understand why.
See how he is.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh. Here we are in the holiday season.
Yeah. Already starting. What do you got? Fan club over there?
I do. I've already got messages. Somebody has a question about the station Christmas tree. Well, that'll have to come on.
Oh.
Well, it went on Facebook tonight for the first time. The WWGH Christmas tree has been erected for the 2020 season. It's exciting.
Yeah, usually you have a blue hat on it, don't you?
Now you're pointing in the other direction talking.
No, I said
this is the hey, stop turning your head.
No, I was looking. I said I was seeing the tree. Usually you have a blue hat on it.
I don't have a blue hat here.
What's it at?
I have a blue hat at home. I've never had a blue hat here.
I thought I had a blue hat on it one time. I must be colorblind.
Well, everything's very festive in here.
It really is. It's a happy
you guys
time.
Did a very good job decorating. Good job, guys.
Yep.
Looks really good.
Your levels are so low.
What?
I don't know if you're turning your head. Honest to God, you need a lapel mic.
I don't know why
this is so bad tonight.
I do. I need. I can. They can hear me, can't they?
Yeah, well, you're low. I mean, we'll just leave it that way, but...
Well...
Whatever.
Whatever. I can hear myself in my earphones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Well, this is supposed to be festive and holiday.
Yes, you're making an angry, angry
moment. No, I'm just trying to figure out why we can't get you into the microphone properly.
Because this
microphone... Now, there you go. Now you're leaning into it.
Broken.
Now you're leaning into it.
I'll lean like this all night
there
long.
There you go.
That's fine. That hurts my back.
Listen, I don't think that's what's hurting your back.
Oh, there you go. See, there, that's number what, four? Four digs.
That's comedy. Comedy is crucial
on
at the holidays. Oh, sure.
Yes.
Comedy and Christmas start with the same letter, C.
Yes, C.
Yeah.
Craft. I'm crafty.
And creative?
And creative.
Well, I'd have to see that.
I am.
What do you do that's creative?
You name it.
Paint?
I can paint.
No, you don't.
I am like a Phyllis Diller painter.
You can't paint anything.
No, I can't. I suck at paint. But
I can't either.
Yeah. I think it's my ADD.
I'm getting some of that in tonight.
It does. I think it throws everything all off.
Me and you both.
Yeah.
I don't have that disease.
You're lucky.
I can concentrate on people. I like to listen to other people. And I think that's basically the biggest issue with ADD is you have a hard time listening to other people. You want to cut them off.
You get distracted real easy.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I do. Scott yells at me all the time. Come on, pay attention. He tells me that all the time.
Well, I don't understand why people get so distracted by, like, butterflies and birds and bees.
You know, Angie, did he ever tell you the story? We went to the Recreation Unlimited. He made fun of me because I like this bubble machine.
Aw.
Well, it was for autism patients.
It was just cool. I was sitting there looking at it. He's like, what are you looking at?
Well, it's because you probably have a touch of the autism.
No, I don't.
If we would have stopped and saw a doctor that day at Recreation Unlimited, I think he would have diagnosed you with autism.
No, I did. I just thought the bubble
was mesmerizing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I didn't care. Bubbles.
No.
Ooh.
I was trying to count the bubbles.
Oh, good. And for what?
Because they have like different sizes. It was pretty cool looking. Yeah.
I didn't find it all that interesting.
No.
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 Neither did the person giving the tour.
No, he was just trying to look for Jimmy Crumb. That's all he was trying.
He was dead.
That was his best friend.
He was dead.
I know, but Jimmy Crumb
was
your best friend.
Now, don't turn on me. Don't try to turn on me just because... hey, listen. Don't turn on me because you have a touch of autism.
I don't have
a touch. I was not looking for Jimmy Crumb. That was past the point where I already had a falling out with the man.
But you used to be... you always say...
He's
an icon.
He is.
No, he's an icon.
Is it... Do you think Jimmy Crumb's an icon?
I mean, yes.
There you go.
They should take his statue down. That's what they should.
He has a statue?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. Listen, not really.
It is.
Does it have colorful jackets?
It's not.
It's bronze.
But it's not a real statue. You know, it's just like somebody sets something up in the lobby. Like an old bowling trophy or something.
No, it was a big trophy. I mean,
don't go visit it.
No.
People go, oh, where's the Jimmy Crumb statue at?
Yeah, it's not like a Sylvester Stallone. People don't go there and visit and, you know.
And he was not the biggest name in Columbus. And he wasn't my favorite, but I certainly understood that he had a big following for many years.
Yeah, but not me.
What does this have to do? You didn't even know who he was, first of all.
I know, that's true. But when I first, when I was around
because
you.
Because your parents didn't watch the news.
No.
You were an illiterate as a child.
No, I watched Channel 10. He was on Channel 4. I hated Channel 4.
Because he was there?
No, because Channel 4.
Well, they were the better station at that point.
Hold on. No, before, we had antenna. And a lot of times, Channel 4 was knocked out and Channel 6 was never coming in.
Well, you think that was their fault?
Because they didn't have power.
Well, Channel 6, even when it does come in, it doesn't come in. They just... I don't know what they're doing over at Channel 6. I think they used to wind that station up with a crank.
I don't think I've ever watched Channel 6.
Nobody ever knew who was over there. Oh, now they got... And I hate... They got Jim Ganahl. Jim Ganahl retires from...
NBC.
Or, he was fired, I think. We all know he was fired. I mean, I hate to say that, but he was canned. Because he's been on this show, and I hate saying it, but I'm sure he was fired. And so now he goes over there to Channel 6. And Channel 6, they're using him to try to boost their ratings up, because they're pitiful over at Channel 6. And they got this man who's been canned, who weighs 500 pounds, and he's awful to look at on television. He should not be there. He makes me uncomfortable when I watch him because he looks like he's about to burst.
Well, he has some kind of disease.
Well, get off the television.
No, we need a good. He's a good meteorologist. He's good.
He's always breathing heavy into that mic.
Well, he's good at his job, though.
Partly cloudy. No chance of rain.
That's not very nice. He's a good guy.
How do you know?
Because I met him.
Yo, first of all, you don't know he's a good guy.
Yeah, I met him a couple times.
Spend a night with him.
Well, it's probably better to spend a night with him than the other one.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Crumb's an awful man in person.
Oh, no, that's not who I was talking about.
Who were you talking about?
The other weatherman.
From the guy from Marion.
The one that got in trouble.
Oh.
Oh, Mike Davis.
Mike yeah.
Davis. Well, we can't spend time with him now unless you get a weekend pass to the prison.
Well, didn't he get let out or something?
I bet he's got cold chills now.
he got let out, I think, on a bond, I think.
Did he? I don't know. I don't know what happened to him.
He's irrelevant to me at this point.
Yeah.
What he did and sentenced and so long.
Stupid.
All those weathermen in Columbus have problems. You know, Jim Gunnall had a drug issue. And
what was the guy here, the from Marion? What was his name again?
Bob Nunley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got some kind of illness.
Does he?
Well, he seems to.
He's just like diagnosing all these people.
Well, I thought he did. I mean, he was gone for a long... He and Jim Gunnall got into a little hubbub before... You say he's a good guy.
Ooh.
I don't think Bob Nunley thinks Jim Gunnall is a good guy. Bob Nunley said that Jim Gunnall said a racist thing. Now, look that up in the Columbus Dispatch.
I don't think I've ever met Bob Nunley, have I? I don't think
he's been up to Marion.
Oh, really?
Well, see, I interviewed him, but the problem was he was drunk when I interviewed him at the popcorn festival.
Yeah.
No, he don't remember it.
He liked my dad.
He did. Mm-hmm. He did. He was a kid in school when your dad was on the radio. But no, I mean, a nice enough man, but he was drunk. Totally drunk.
Oh, I didn't. That's right. That's the night we went to the popcorn festival. We went. I was with you and Terry. That's right.
Terry wasn't there. This was before. This was when I was at MRN.
Well, who I was there when we went back to that trailer.
Yeah, that's where it was.
So I was with you.
Yeah, but that was we didn't know Terry then.
Oh, I thought it was Terry was.
No, I was still at MRN at that point.
Oh, so it was just me and you that went back there in that trailer.
Uh huh.
That's right. Okay.
And Bob was
drunk on the couch.
You remember it?
I do remember that now. That's him.
No, you can vouch that he was drunk.
He was drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was a popcorn festival.
Just about that whole trailer was packed for drunk people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have okayed the interview if he was drunk.
I can't remember. It's on tape somewhere.
Once he got in, I thought, ooh. Marion's favorite son here. But no, so the weathermen all have... The only one who's really straight as an arrow is Ben Gelber. And Ben's always been nice to me. I like Ben. Ben's a nice guy. And he's been there longer than anybody now.
Yeah.
But Jim Gunnall, you know, he got in trouble for saying a racist thing to Bob Nunley, and Bob Nunley was drunk when I interviewed him at the festival, and Mike Davis is in the penitentiary. I just hold the ADD for a second, and I'll get through this. and God bless his heart, Chris Bradley died. So it's sad.
That's what I was
But you know, now here's the thing. Now, I hate to bring this up. People won't like this, but him dying was horrible. Horribly sad, and I'm sorry it happened, and just horrible. But it's one of those things where everybody forgets the bad. Do you remember when people found out he was gay? People did not like that.
I don't remember the whole story on it, but
they got over it, as they should.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he adopted some children and stuff, too.
But, I mean, because he came over from Channel 6 because he was doing so well over there, and he replaced Mike Davis. That was a good move. And then, but they found out he was gay, and I remember he had to come out of the closet, and it became a big thing, and he got a lot of hate mail because of it. This is before he got the leukemia. Once that happened, everything was calmed down by that point, but a lot of problems with those weathermen in Columbus.
Hmm. Well, now they have a lady doing the weather on Channel 10. Well,
apparently they should have done that a long time ago.
Yes, yeah, so hopefully they won't have any trouble with her.
I'm trying to think of her name. Yeah.
It's like Wendy Barrissey or
something like that. Yeah,
but the only one who's consistently good and been consistent and never in any issue is Ben Gelber.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down to Channel 4 and interviewed Ben Gelber one time. Now, he was straight as an arrow. He was nice. He was a kid. I met him on the set. It was great.
Did you listen to his song?
Yes, the WNCI song,
mm-hmm.
Mighty Ben Gelber.
Yeah.
Yep. He's a good guy.
I haven't heard it yet.
Good guy.
Do you have it on the queue so I can hear?
No. You can't play other radio stations' material without permission.
Is it pretty? So it has.
You'll have to watch it.
Oh, it has their logo and everything on it.
Well, they produced the song.
Oh, they did. Okay.
But he does the video. Ben appears in the video, and so do a bunch of other Channel 4 people at that time. Not Jim Gunnall. Not old Jim Gunnall.
So it's in the YouTube.
He was probably back getting a hit of oxygen or something. I just don't like Jim Ginola. Even though he's been... I just think they should not put him on television in this condition.
What's wrong with that? Fat people...
No, not fat people. This is not about fat people. This is about... He is ill. He's morbidly obese.
Well, didn't he retire and come back?
No, he's fired.
Is he the one that had the heart problems?
Yes, yes.
I was going to say, I think I remember that, because I remember saying that he had similar issues to...
I think that's what's causing his uncontrolled weight gain.
But it's just terrible, and they should not let him on television. They should say, go home, rest, take a nap.
Maybe he doesn't want to. Maybe he just wants to keep going.
Well, he's going to drop dead one day on the television, and that's not going to be pretty to watch.
Well,
I mean, you look at him sometimes, and he's got makeup on and everything, and still he's all red and puffy.
Hmm.
Well, those lights are pretty hot underneath.
Nobody else is having trouble.
No, I was at the studio, and those lights shining down, they are pretty hot.
But it's not about weight with him. He is not healthy. You can see that. And we know that. He's been through these health issues. I think that's why Channel 4 took him off. Because he's in such ill health.
Huh? Obviously, Channel 6 likes him.
Well, he probably came cheap. They probably pay him with Burger King coupons.
6 on your side.
I don't know if I want him on my side. No, but I mean, am I wrong here? Should we be putting ill people on television like that to do weather?
I think if he wants to do it, he has experience, and I don't
see. Well, I think sometimes you got to draw the line with people.
Really?
Oh, sure. If somebody was coming on this station and breathing heavy into the mic every day, I'd pull him aside and I'd say, "Listen, you need to take a break. Get some help." Well, that's happened before. People have been let go here, and I've, talked to people about their issues. That's not unheard of.
No. We had to do some...
And I'm not making fun of Jim Ginola. I'm just... turn on the television and look at the guy. He's
on 6 now.
6?
Yeah, I don't watch Channel 6. I only watch Channel 10. That's it.
Yeah, I'm normally on Channel 10.
Why did we go to this anyway? We started talking about Jimmy Crumb.
Oh, because Jimmy Crumb is an awful man.
See, that's bad. Because, no, listen.
Well, you just made fun of Jim Ginola.
No, I was not making fun. I'm saying I worry for the man's health, and he needs to be helped.
Okay.
Call
him up. See, Jim.
I have talked to him. He's fine. It sounds like when you talk to him, it's like you're talking to a windsock. How you doing, Scott? He just needs help.
Oh,
it's the holidays, folks.
2020. Hey, you know, you guys should talk about on your show the memories of 2020.
Oh, well, this is the show, in case you didn't know.
That's what I'm asking you.
We're doing a show. No, did you know this?
No, I'm asking you, can I bring up that topic?
It's not the end of the year. come catch me the last week of the year, and we'll remember 2020.
We're getting close.
Not close enough.
I don't know if a lot of people want to remember 2020.
Well, I had a big year.
It was that.
You were the only one that's had a good year.
Well, a lot of memories this year. I've had a lot of memories.
Like what? Give us a couple.
Well, it was the 100th anniversary of the election of Harding, and I enjoyed
I can't get that.
Hey. Whoa, see, don't go knocking people who've been on this station. No, listen, stop.
Just stop. Listen.
Don't make me shut the mic off. No, just stop. Don't be Dorsey the whole time. Here comes I'm done with the interview. Here we go. Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Scott.
You're on.
This is Pina Grigio guy.
Oh, how you doing? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
We had a wonderful time in Cincinnati at dinner.
Oh, very nice. Where'd you go?
My son lives in Westchester, and we go down and spend time with them, and good time.
Very nice. Glad to hear it. Did you take a bottle with you?
There were some available when we got there.
Always good.
Yes, and tonight we're into the Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, is that a red wine?
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
Time we drink red wine.
Red wine. Now, is it red wine's good for the heart, right?
That's what they tell me. That's why I'm trying to drink as much as possible.
Now, is it a sweet wine?
Yes.
Good. Good.
Oh. Now, why I called, while you were on the subject of Jimmy Crum.
Oh, God.
Now, I go back a long way with Jimmy as far as watching him and what he did for Marion, Ohio, back in the day.
Right. I agree.
In 1963, Harding's basketball team was state runner-up. And in those days, Channel 4 carried the state tournament. There was only three TV stations available, most, you know, at that time. And they carried the state tournament. And Jimmy Crum fell in love with the Harding Girls Pep Club.
I can believe that.
We're the first pep club that ever got statewide exposure in basketball. I mean, most of the high schools had a pep club, but they got a lot of exposure that weekend. You know, two games, statewide TV. And also, Harding had a basketball player, Al Raleigh, who went on and played at Ohio State. And Jimmy Crum branded him the red-headed rooster from Marion Harding. Every game they played, when they give the starting lineups, and this is a red-headed rooster from Marion Harding. I mean, I'll never forget that.
So,
you know,
so he was a good guy.
He was.
Yeah.
He played in a celebrity golf outing out here two or three times, and in fact, more than that, probably, at Whetstone.
Now,
so he was good to Marion. He really was. He graduated from Mansfield Senior.
Now, how did you find his personality, like on a one-on-one basis?
I talked to him a couple times, and he was friendly.
See, the night I spent with him, it was a little rough. And maybe he was just under duress. I mean, he was definitely up in age.
And he was known to have a drink or two.
Yeah, I think he probably did before he came. Well, he got lost, and that was part of it. And his wife had just passed away, so I think that was on his mind.
Yeah.
I remember, well, see, here's where it got bad that night. And this is a true story, so I'm not talking out of school. He came up to do a show, and he was doing the show, and I saw a fan come up to him who obviously knew who he was, and he said, "Mr. Crum, how are you doing?" And Jimmy said, "My wife's dead, and I got cancer. How do you think I'm doing?"
Well, he might have been in the sauce a little bit.
I think he'd been hitting something. Yeah.
You know, and there again, if you're at that stage, that would be depressing, you know.
Right. I think I just caught him maybe
to me, I always liked him, and he was very opinionated on his sports shows, you know. And he was basically the voice of sports in Columbus in his era.
Well,
you know,
but
he was, you know.
Certainly.
He was very opinionated, and I always enjoyed watching him.
He did good editorials. He was friends with Bobby
really
Knight.
Did.
Yeah.
But like I say, I can remember you'd watch him on a Friday night basketball season, especially basketball. And if Harding had played Mansfield, he would come right on the air, you know, and start giving scores. And tonight, my alma mater lost to Marion Harding or beat Marion, you know, but he'd bring that up about every time they played each other. Of course, I kind of liked that. That was pretty neat.
Now, what's your feeling on Jim Ganahl? Have you seen him on Channel 6?
I did, of course, watch him for years. And you got a point. He's definitely, every time I watch him, I think, good Lord.
There you go!
I kind of feel for him, you know. But,
well, that's it. He's been on my show several times, and I'm not making fun. I'm trying to make the situation a little lighter, but I fear for the guy when I see him on television. He looks terrible.
I think if I was him, I'd be a little concerned, you know.
Yeah.
He just keeps plugging away, though, so.
Well, I'm so glad you had a good Thanksgiving. I'm glad you shared those Jimmy Crum memories. Those are few and far between at this point. The generation, we're losing him. He's been gone.
He's been gone for quite a few years.
Yeah, about 11 years now, I think.
Right.
So, well, thanks for calling, and if you hear anything in the next 2 hours, give us a buzz back.
Probably have you on, see what's going on. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go, Sean. A Jimmy Crum fan who was very helpful to the Harding Pep Club and the sports teams around here.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I'm sure there is some Jimmy Crum fans, but...
Many!
Yeah, you're one of them, I understand.
At the time, again, as a man to spend the night with, no, not fun. But as a television
is
person,
is my mic on?
Well, again,
I can't hear myself now.
I don't think he knows that we're on the radio.
No,
I don't think he does.
I know we're on the
you
radio.
You know I'm in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
You tell.
Okay, see, because when I'm talking, it doesn't matter if your mic's working. It only matters if my mic's working.
I know. My goodness gracious.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
So we can wrap this Jimmy Crumb stuff up in the next 20 minutes here.
All right, go ahead.
Because apparently we're not... Jimmy Crumb, not a nice man to hang around with, but as a broadcaster, very good. Very good. If you watch him on television, he's solid. And some people are like that. You know, they're terrible people, but they know how to do this job, and he did. And to say that he didn't know how to do that, that's a lie.
I never said he didn't know how to do his job. I just don't care for him.
Yeah, but you're... See, but when you say... No, here, listen. When you say...
He's twisting my words. Go ahead.
I haven't said anything. How have I twisted anything?
I haven't said anything yet. I know you're going there. Go ahead.
No, you don't.
You
listen,
tell.
Angie. Do you understand what I'm saying? About Jimmy Crumb. Do you remember Jimmy?
Oh, yes.
Okay, did you watch him?
Let's speak to the ice girl. Man.
Yes.
See, now you're making fun of his work.
No, I'm just saying.
I
mean, I remember him. He would do the golf outings.
Oh, so you were there when he came for the golf out? Oh,
yes.
So you've met him too. What'd you think of the man?
Beady eyes.
I mean, he was fine back in the day, you know, probably when he was in his prime on the TV. But
they all flocked to him, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jimmy Crumb. Woo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that's fine. But, yeah.
Do you want to know that? Okay, listen. I'm going to be behind the truth here. Like, you know, what's that VH1? Behind the Music? Like, ID channel stuff? I'm going to get into it right here.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the truth.
Okay.
Swear me in on a Bible right now. I'm going to tell the truth.
Okay.
About the whole Jimmy Crumb thing.
Okay.
I hate to do this on the radio, but I'm going to tell it. You tried to murder him. You did. I was there. And I stood right there as you tried to murder Jimmy Crumb.
No, don't even say it.
Now, hold on. I'm sorry.
That is.
Join me next week for another Unsolved Mystery.
That is not
you
true.
You tried to
I
murder
not,
Jimmy Crumb
no.
right here in Marion, Ohio.
That was not true.
Here's
don't
what happened.
That on the air,
well, let me tell the story.
I mean, I know the man's dead, but I did not try to kill the man.
Well, you didn't end up killing him, but he
no, I
tried.
Didn't. You said I was trying to murder him.
Hold on. Now, let me tell the story. Now, listen, Sheriff Bailey, here's what happened.
Yeah.
No, here's what went on. No, this is true.
Yeah, but I did not
correct
try to
me
do it.
Just let me tell the story.
Go ahead.
And then you correct me if you think I'm wrong.
I'm
going to
correct you.
Okay, here we go. We were all eating at Applebee's late on a Friday night, much like this one. It was about this time of year, beginning of December. And I was inside with Jimmy, and it was kind of snowing cold outside. And Sean had driven us all over there. So I was in the restaurant with Jimmy, and I said, hey, Sean, why don't you go get the car so Jimmy doesn't have to walk back through everybody? Because people did recognize him and out the front door. And he was also older at that point. And
I think he was like 90, I think.
He wasn't even 90 when he died. In any event, so I said, go get the car. So I'm looking out Applebee's window because we're kind of close to that front door on Applebee's, the front door there, like right in the front that you walk out. So I'm sitting there and I see the car pull up. I say, okay, Jimmy, let's go. So he gets his coat on and we walk out that door, and Jimmy starts to step off the curb to get in the car, and he starts coming toward Jimmy with the car. He tries because to run Jimmy down.
No. Hold on.
And I tried to grab,
right
and
here.
I grabbed. No. Well, I'm about done. Just wait a second.
Good.
And I grabbed Jimmy, and I pulled him back up on the curb, and that was what happened. And you were talking on your cell phone, not paying attention.
No, I was not talking on my cell phone. That is incorrect information.
May it please the court.
Yes, we go to the court. So this is what happened. I was coasting up, so Jimmy didn't have to walk that far to the door. So I was coasting up, and he steps off the curb. I was like, what the heck?
Now, how's that different than what I said?
But you said I tried to murder the guy.
No, the fact remains, he stepped off the curb, and you were not stopping. That's what is the story.
How can I control when he's going to step off the curb? Why didn't you grab him?
Why didn't you? You shouldn't have been racing through the parking lot.
I wasn't racing. I was coasting.
Well, you about coasted right into the icon.
I wasn't going that fast. It was like, matter of fact, I didn't have my gas, my foot on the gas
pedal. If you would have hit him, you would have killed him.
No.
Oh, he was in frail condition at that point. He couldn't have taken that. If he would have fallen over, he would have died, let alone get hit by a car.
So I was just trying to get the door lined up with him so he didn't have to walk clear that far.
Well, you about lined him up with the hospital room.
No. He was fine.
Well, yeah, because I saved his life.
It's all about Scott.
Well, I did pull him back
on
the curb.
That's not true.
I said, hey. And I pulled him.
Well, you should have had a hold of him before.
Oh, I gotta carry him around?
You know, he had his glasses on, he couldn't see in front of his nose.
I'm not saying that he should have stepped off the curb. I'm just saying you should have had your foot on the brake pedal.
I didn't even have the gas pedal at all. It was just coasting. You know how the car just coasts, like small, like slow?
But didn't you see Jimmy Crumb?
I saw him, but it was too late. He's getting ready to step off.
There you go. Okay, Angie. What do you think?
I mean,
you've heard both versions.
Oh, boy.
I was not trying to kill the man.
Well, I don't know what was in your heart. You say you hate him.
I do.
That's premeditation right there.
No, I do.
If a husband says to his wife, I hate my wife, and then the wife comes up dead, well,
no.
We start asking that, don't we? That's ID channel. That's how all the stories start.
That's because I didn't care for the man. There's no one killing.
I didn't.
Or try to kill him.
Well, you didn't kill him. I'm just saying, you did not like him, and you did about run him over, which would have killed him.
No, he wasn't even that far from the curve. The car wasn't that close to the curve. It would never hurt him.
In any event, you heard it now. What do you think?
I mean, I think Sean was trying to be very thoughtful
in
trying to get close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you think that Jimmy Crumb could have survived a coasting car hitting him?
Probably not.
The car wasn't going that fast. He would have been fine.
He wouldn't.
Listen,
have.
He got a TV thrown at him.
What didn't hit him?
Who threw a TV at him?
One of the autism kids at the Recreation Unlimited.
It all comes back to autism. You have a touch of autism. You hate Jimmy Crumb. That's a case right there.
It's not true. Seriously, he's trying to build stuff up, ain't he? That's not true.
Listen, that's all I'm saying.
I just didn't.
I'm glad he didn't get killed. I wouldn't have wanted to tell that to anybody. Oh, Jimmy Crumb came to town one night. We killed him.
Oh, man, that's not true. Not true at all. I was just trying to be courteous.
But it about ended badly.
No, I wasn't that far. He was not.
Regardless, we can say you were 10,000 feet away. It was a bad situation. A man was stepping off a curb, and you were not stopping. That's not a good situation.
I did stop.
But, no, he got back on the curb.
What was his reaction after all
was
this
ticked,
happened?
Oh, he was ticked.
No, he was fine.
Oh, he was ticked. He got in the car right then and sat on a ward, and he said it was shattered. Oh, yes, he did.
He sat on what?
We gave him an award that night.
He said that was in his van.
I have the audio.
It says it's his van he sat on.
No. He said, I sat on my award.
In the van.
He never says where. He just said, I sat on my award.
It wasn't in the car.
It wasn't in the car.
Not in the seat.
Well, where was it?
It was in the back seat.
Well, he's dead now, but if you listen to the tape where he's you know, saying a lot of awful stuff, that's one thing that he says. He says, I sat on my award and broke it.
Yeah.
But on purpose?
No, I don't think it was on purpose. And that's why I'm saying I don't know how that would have happened in his van. I don't know how he would have blamed that on me, why he would be bringing that up in a phone call. That's not my fault. But if it happened in the car that I was providing him, well, yeah, I guess that's on me then, that it was laying in the seat.
It was not. I was the driver, so it was not in his seat.
So why do you think he was even bringing this up?
Because he's angry with you to start with, anyway. Because there's only 10 people in the audience.
Right, but why bring that up?
Because he's angry with you.
But why bring that up?
Because he's angry with you.
Okay, and that's why bring that up? Be angry with me for 10 people in the audience. Why have this award?
Because you treated him to.
But how do you know he broke it in his van? See, you don't know that for sure. He never told you that.
Well, I had to then because it wasn't.
See, now you're assuming.
It was not in this. I was the driver. I know it wasn't in the front seat.
I don't remember where it was. How do you remember where it was?
Because I was the driver.
Well, you couldn't see him stepping off the curb, but you knew where his award was.
I saw him step off. I was not even driving that. I was just coasting.
We can't go back and play it. It's not like it was videotaped. But
we'll pull the Applebee's videotape.
Oh, I wish to pull the Applebee's videotape because it was horrible.
Oh, he got. What do you mean was horrible?
Well, he was not happy. He wanted bacon and eggs that night. Yeah, some woman tried to proposition him in Applebee's. It was just an awful situation.
Yeah, he was not happy. He said he told Scott on the answer machine we fed him chicken wings.
Right, from Burger King.
Yeah, from Burger King. See, he wasn't in the right mind anyway.
I'm not saying he was. I'm just saying this is what he said.
Well, yeah, he was, and then he was angry with you because he gave you the because you wanted his autograph, and you got it, and he wrote you a nasty voicemail.
No, not a voicemail. He wrote me a nasty note.
I thought it was a. Also, you had a.
Oh, I do have his nasty voicemail. Sure. Yeah. I was using that for blackmail. If he ever. Because clearly he was full of it. Well, he called Doug Adair on me and said, don't go up there, you know, all this awful stuff. And Doug Adair called me right up and said, you know, Jimmy said this, and I know how he is, and, you know, I'll still. And Doug Adair came, and right there's the picture. And I'll tell you what, Doug Adair loved it. Doug Adair, there was about 70 people sold out at the. When that tells you 10 people for Jimmy Crumb, sold out for Doug Adair. There you go.
Right. But how long, like, after all this happened, did he die?
Oh, about 10 minutes.
It was like 3 or 4 months, I think.
No, long time.
It was?
Yeah, because he was up here in, I think, 2004. And I think he died in 2009.
Oh, so it was a while.
Yeah, it was a while. I remember I was laying in bed, though, when they came across that he had died. It was a big thing on Channel 4. Cause he died during a bowl game. What I think happened was, I think he was cheering for Ohio State, and he stood up in the recliner and fell over. I mean, that's what happened. I don't know for sure. But he died during the bowl game.
I think he was in the nursing home.
No, he was in a assisted living.
Oh, he was?
And he couldn't get any assistance that night. He did. He died during the bowl game. And I'm laying there watching the end of the Ohio State bowl game, and all of a sudden they break in. I think, oh, the world, what would you break into a bowl game for? And they go, legendary sports, the dean of sports here in Columbus, Ohio. We've just gotten word Jimmy Crumb died at whatever. And I stood up and cheered in the bedroom. I thought, finally.
Do you still have his autograph, or do you need to throw it away?
I probably threw it away because his nasty little note did not, I was not appreciative. But I did watch all his death coverage.
Did you?
I did. I made sure I watched all the death coverage when he went to his, you know, I might go to his gravestone tomorrow and pay my respects. It's time to pay my respects to Jimmy Crumb. I did. It was on for like days. They wouldn't shut up about the guy. I thought, he's dead. Just leave it alone. Days and day, old Jimmy Crumb, and everybody's on TV crying. Crying because they're afraid he wasn't dead. They thought he might still been around, coming down to the station. That's true. Do you remember when he died? It was like the biggest news Channel 4 ever had.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Couldn't stop talking about him.
Well, that's because they have that statue in the, whatever.
Yeah, but you know what? I've worked with about every famous Columbus, Ohio. I worked with Flippo the Clown. Now, he was much more famous than Jimmy Crumb, and Flippo was the nicest man you ever want to meet, and he was in terrible health at the end. And he was... I'm going to tell a Flippo the Clown story, because everybody loves Flippo the Clown. Who listens? He's a beloved man. Flippo had a 79th birthday. He knew he was dying. I think he had some kind of lung disease. And he'd blown up, like Jim Ganahl. And he was very sick. He was in a wheelchair. But it was his 79th birthday. And he had it in public down at I know what was happening. What had happened was the Historical Society wanted his suit that he wore on television, the clown suit. And so they made a deal that on his 79th birthday, he would donate that. And they would have a birthday party for him that night there at the, you know, that's what the deal was. So, I interviewed him because they were donating this suit, and he invited me down to his birthday party. So, I go down to the birthday party, and it was open. You know, he had, like, some personal people in, like Chuck White was there, and Fritz the Night Owl, and some other people, but me. And but the whole room filled up. This was a beloved guy for his birthday, and he's there in a wheelchair. And he's trying to tell jokes and be funny. But, you know, he's very ill. He's got oxygen on. So everybody that night got a poster like that one, a Flippo the Clown that was there, free. So, of course, everybody wanted his autograph because they knew he was ill. Plus, they loved him. He was a very beloved guy. In his wheelchair, he's out in the lobby. So everybody wanted to get their thing autographed, so the line is humongous, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to get it. So I was standing back talking to Fritz and Chuck White, because I knew them, I'd interviewed them, so I'm talking with them, and I figure, well, I'm going to go out there now, and, you know, I'm not going to get this autographed. Flippo stood out there, hitting the oxygen, until everybody got autographed.
Yeah.
He would not leave until everybody got an autograph, and that picture's autographed. He was the nicest man. I went to his funeral because of that, because I thought he was such a hospitable guy.
Yeah.
And he was just the best. And when he died, they did a lot of coverage on him, too. Now, that was good coverage.
See, I never watched Flippo the Clown. Well, I mean, what did he actually do besides the clown? I mean, what did he do?
He was on television.
Yeah, but I never watched him. Do you ever watch him?
No.
Well, that was before our time.
Oh, it was? Oh.
He was off by the 80s.
Oh.
He was on in the 50s, 60s.
How did you get to know him, then?
I read.
I guess we don't.
No.
I'm telling you, our audience knows who Flippo the Clown is. I mean, I came acquainted with him through that birthday party. That's how I got to know him.
Yeah, I just never...
So I'm not saying that everybody in Columbus is a jerk, but Jimmy Crumb was the one who I did not like. But Flippo was great. And a lot of people said Flippo was a drunk, but I never saw that.
You don't think he was a drunk?
Well, he might have been, but I never saw it.
Well, you saw him after he was retired, though.
Well, I saw Jimmy Crumb after he was retired. Had no love lost there. But Chuck White was always great. Fritz, so-so. Most of the time, great. All of them. Colleen Marshall's been on the show. I like her. Jim Ganahl's nice. He's just not well. Ben Gelber's great. Jimmy Crumb just had a bad personality. He had a bad... And we had a bad night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not everybody's personalities, like, same. Mesh, you yeah. know.
But that did happen. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you mean Jimmy Crumb?
Yeah.
Oh. What happened? Are you trying to tell me? I did not try to murder the dude.
I'm not saying that it was premeditated murder. I'm just saying that now that I think back on it, you know, you did hate him, and you've been saying that now for 20 years.
Just because I say I hate him doesn't mean...
Listen, if you
he
say...
He stepped off the curve at the wrong time.
Yeah, but if you say I hate somebody, and then they come up dead, the police are going to come question you.
Oh,
but he didn't die that night, so we're okay. He died many years later at his facility. God, I wouldn't have wanted to be in that facility. Him sitting around telling those old stories all the time. Gee, what? How about that? That was his saying. How about that? I think I threw his book away, too. I had an autographed copy of his book.
Really?
His book. Jimmy Crumb wrote a book. I don't think he could read a book, let alone write a book.
Did you read his book?
I did. It was terrible. Talking about a bunch of... I don't know what he was... Talking about growing up and his friends and all his little work. You know, I will tell this. I can't tell the story on the air because I was sworn to secrecy. But I did. This is true.
About who?
Jimmy Crumb. I had dinner with another Columbus, Ohio big personality one time. We ate at Bob Evans. I'll never forget it.
Did you have chicken wings?
No, we didn't have chicken wings. But I brought up how much I hated Jimmy Crumb. And the guy said, I can never say this in public because, you know, it's not polite to do this. But he told me a story about... bad stuff that Jimmy Crumb used to do. Not like killings or drugs or anything like that, but, you know, how he was kind of a phony when it came to all the stuff that he did. So that's all I'm saying. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott.
Yes.
It's me again.
Oh, no problem. Go ahead.
It's about Flippo.
Oh, Flippo was great.
Flippo, you know, his name was Bob Marvin.
Bob Marvin.
Had a band. And he played in the nightclubs and bars around Columbus for years. It was very well known.
Jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was. Did you ever get a chance to meet Flippo?
Well, I never met him up close, but he came to Marion when I was in the ninth grade and put on a little performance down at the Sears store on West Center Street.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he brought a girl with him named Beautiful Barbara. And I fell in love.
Oh, he was.
She was the prettiest girl I've ever seen.
Well,
I met my wife, and I always wondered what happened to her. But that was way back. I'm talking when he was on TV as Flippo. He came as Flippo and put on this thing down at Sears.
Well, you know, he like I say, he, you know, after all the bad I had to say about Jimmy Crumb, he was the nicest man, Flippo. He was, couldn't have been nicer, even in poor health. And he did die about 6 months after that birthday party. He died that summer. And he was just the nicest man, was very, he really cared about his fans.
And the thing about him, and I told you I was in the ninth grade when this happened. But I remember when we were in high school, after that, kids would go home and watch Flippo.
Oh, he was...
He was ornery.
Well, wouldn't you say that he... I mean, Jimmy Crumb and Jim Ganahl... Wouldn't you say the biggest Columbus, Ohio personality ever was probably Flippo?
I would put him right up there, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say... Well, hey, we
people
got...
People still talk about, and you still see pictures of him on Facebook. People will... post pictures of Flippo.
Absolutely. Hey, we got to go to break, but I thank you for calling in.
All righty.
Bye. And I do want to say this. I do remember now how I got it, learned of Flippo. My mother won a bicycle from Flippo at the fair when she was young. That's when I first heard about Flippo. So there you go. And by the way, Flippo used to have a sign-off that we're coming back for another hour, but I'll do it here for the first hour. Love you, keep smiling, and don't fight. If you remember Flippo, you remember that. Jimmy Crumb used to say, please don't hit me at the end of the broadcast. We're coming back in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Oh, Jimmy.